Well, hello everybody, and people have been asking me for quite some time what is going to be included in the ASARA course that starts on the 8th of October. Lectures are going to be run at 4 p.m. Eastern US time, and this is when the course starts, and the course costs $100. And although I've pointed piles and piles of people at the wiki, some of you went there, some of you didn't, here is what's going to be taught in the ASARA course that is to be run by Gianluca and Derek. First of all, the first week or so is going to cover a quick rip-through of basic Reaper features and functions, items, tracks, moving items, messing with tracks, basic audio fundamental stuff all crammed in on a one-week flash rip-through so that you guys can be up to speed for getting awesome things done. So if you're an absolute gold wave whiz and want to go and do Reaper, then maybe if you're a quick learner, you can do that. But if you're not a quick learner, then we're more than happy to sell you audio fundamentals at the bargain price of $150. The archives. The second week and subsequent weeks will cover how to utilize Reaper with ASARA, the open source access to Reaper that Jamie Tay and team have been working on. It works with most screen readers. It definitely works with NVDA. People have had luck with JAWS, can't speak for anything else. But the things that ASARA allow you to do with the all-new and awesome Keymap and the like is to do things that were previously impossible with Ray Access. One of those things is to hand-customize a fade curve. So if you want to fade a project down at the end, you can hand-customize the fade curve and actually be in control of that process. It will also allow you to add automation, whether it be with a control surface or with a keyboard, emulating a control surface. Now, whilst it was previously possible to add automation with Ray Access if you messed around a bit, you can now customize the automation that is added after it is laid down, which means that it becomes editable. You can also do things like panning, customized pans and fades and any controllable parameter in Reaper. You have complete control over that. But the fun doesn't stop there. If you've thought about using Reaper with MIDI and been sort of torn away from the fact that you can't actually step through the notes with MIDI like you can with programs such as QWS or Quick Window Sequencer, ASARA now allows you to arrow your way through the MIDI and make corrections and modifications to MIDI data that's laid down with Reaper product checks. And there's much, much more that ASARA can do. So if you're interested in the course, go to wiki.qcat.org, wiki.cucat.org, and have a look at the ASARA link. Course payments have to be put in before the start of course, or you need to drop us a message and tell us when you are going to pay us so that we can plan for that eventuality. We understand that not everybody can pay straight up, but those of you who can, please do, because there is no payment plan on a short course. What I will say, however, though, is that if you can't pay, let us know, and we will make arrangements with you, and you can organise the payment of that course over a week or two or something else that you can discuss with us. So the Reaper ASARA course, this is the first run. We don't know if it's going to be the last, but we are expecting a lot of incredible material to come out here, a lot of excellent recordings, and believe it or not, wiki notes, which are all started to be documented. So the Reaper ASARA course. You know where to find it. Thanks for listening.